Father, we honor you and we thank you.
Kitaffe tukuwe chitigwe da tukuwe baza.
Thank you for choosing to love us.
Weba loku sala okutwagala.
Thank you that you live in us.
Weba likubango bila mofe.
And because you are glorified, we are glorified with you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' name. Please take your seats. In the name of Jesus, thank you so much, worship team. Let's clap for them. Let's give them a hand. Clap. Let's clap for the City Sisters that are our hosts today. Aren't they smart? Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Because of time, I'm going to go straight into the word. And then we will give after. Amen. Because it is a resurrection offering. So I want you to understand what you're giving. Amen. Let's go to John chapter 11 from verse 1. So I'm going to preach the way I do Bible study, my personal Bible study. So we're going to do Bible study together. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 11 from verse 1. We all know this story, but we're doing Bible study, right? So we read it together. Now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil.
Mariamu oye yasiga mukama waffe amafuta.
And wiped his feet with hair.
Natanya ebigere bye n'envirize.
Whose brother Lazarus was sick.
Ye yalina mwannyina Lazarus yali omulwadde.
Therefore the sisters sent to him saying, Lord,
abo bannyina ne bamutumira nga mukama waffe.
Behold, he whom you love is sick.
Laba gw'oyagala alwadde.
We need to pray like that, eh?
You know,
like you go to God and you say, Lord, the apple of your eye needs this. The one you love. You know that confidence. Him who you love is sick. This is how I do Bible study. I read a scripture and I go, oof. Then I make a note and I say, I need to learn to pray like this. This guy said, he who you love is sick. So when I come before God, that confidence, your princess needs strength. Do you understand? Okay. I have very little time. Verse 4. When Jesus heard that,
yes,
he said, this sickness is not unto death. Remember this, right? Because here he says, this sickness is not unto, but we know the story. Sorry. Later on, Lazarus, what does he do? Okay. But he says, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Amen?
Amen.
So we remember this scripture, this verse, because I'm going to come back to it. Verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So you see, when she was praying, she said, the one you love is
sick.
The scripture here is saying, now Jesus loved who?
He loved
her sister, and he loved Lazarus. He loved all of them. Now, the next verse. So when he heard he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Now, that statement came right after they said, Jesus loved who? Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And it, so, in other words, he loved them so.
In other words,
because he loved them, when he heard that he was sick, what did he do? He got the next flight out and ran to Lazarus. Eh? He dropped everything he was doing and ran because Lazarus was sick. What did he do? He stayed 2 more days.
Yes, yes.
I read this and I first said, but God, teach me your kind of love. Because for me, if they tell me my loved one is sick, eh? I tell my boss, first, wait, I can't do anything, I can't work. I can't think, I can't process. I need to go. Even if I'm not doing anything, I need to go and be there. It reminded me of a time in Scripture when Peter says, what's that moment when Jesus tells Peter, get thee behind me, Satan? What had Peter said? Jesus had said he was going to die, and Peter said, no, it cannot be. Because he loved Jesus. Amen? The kind of love that we have. And he said, no, we will not allow. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Because Jesus understood that there was something he needed to go through to attain victory. And he, because of the love he had, the agape, he was willing to go through it because it was the will of the Father. That's the same love that makes him stay 2 more days in the place where he was. The one he loved is sick. But remember in the statement before, he said, and this sickness shall not be unto death, but it shall be for the glory of God. Do you understand? So anyway, come with, this is how I do Bible study. I read something, I pause, I say, but God, then I pray, teach me to love like you. Because so he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Verse 7. Then after this, he said to the disciples, after 2 days. Meanwhile, the journey he's going for, he was not walking from here to there. It was a journey. So he said, now let us go to Judea again. After 2 days, after he has had 2 days later, to Gende. I'll have a sermon on this one another day. When trouble comes knocking at your door, how do you respond? Because most of us panic, most of us run, most of us. Jesus, first 2 days.
Yes,
that's another day. Mm-hmm. Verse 8. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and you are going there again. Now, do you see this? Do you see the other dimension of love? One, he stayed 2 days. Two, the place he was going is the place they wanted to stone him. But now, because of love, he's going. Verse 9. Jesus answered,
yes,
are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. Guys, this is deep. If you can see the light of this world and not stumble, how much more? And that's the sermon for another day. We are on to Sigalewano. Yeah, food day. 10. But you see how Bible study goes. When I do Bible study, I can end up in different places at one time. But okay. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles.
Yes,
because the light is not.
Bango musana teguli muyi.
Eh? During the day, we have the light of the world. Nothing can happen to us. In the night, we have the light that is in us. You understand? He says he stumbles because the light is not in him. So for him that has the light in him. Anyway, it's not about this verse 11. These things he said. And after that, he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps. But I go that I may wake him. And when you read the, I'm trying to hurry up. When you read the other verses, they start to say, but if he sleeps, it is okay. Because they thought he meant he's just sleeping. Right? And then Jesus says, no, he is dead. So let's go to verse, I think it's 12. After he has said his, which is the next verse. Let's see. These things he said, 12. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. Next. However, Jesus spoke of his death. Next. Then Jesus said to him plainly, Lazarus is dead.
15.
And I am glad for your sakes. I want to hurry up because I feel I'm going to run out of time. But this is how you're supposed to do Bible study. Read, understand, internalize, make notes, go to another scripture, connect it, read it, come back. By the time you know it, 1 hour will be over. You're doing Bible study from one chapter. Now, at verse 24, because of the verses we have skipped, just so I catch you up, Jesus tells his disciples,
yes,
he's dead. So let's go. So they go.
Bagenda.
And when he reaches the town,
Martha
comes to meet him and says,
Namugamba.
If you were here, my brother would not have. He would not have died. Right? And then he sends for Mary, but he says something. So Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So this is what Martha was believing. She said, he has died. But I know that he will rise again in the resurrection. When? At the last day. And so many of us believe like Martha. Ask me how.
Yeah.
Everything that we are believing God for, we are believing it then.
God will do it.
They say you are resurrected with Christ. You say amen. But there are things in your life that are not resurrected. But you say, on that day when Jesus comes back. So we are believers, but on that day. So she said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. What does Jesus say? Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. This was before he had resurrected, right? He hadn't died, he hadn't resurrected. So she was telling him about a resurrection. And he said, no, wait. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though they may die, they shall live. Eh? He who does what? Believes in me. Though they may die, they shall live. 26. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Two dimensions of death. 25. He who believes in me, though he dies, he lives. Resurrection is Christ. When you look up the word resurrection, it means bringing out from. raising up from, taking. So it is, you are from a lowly place, lifting. There is a raising, there is a lifting up. But you are lifted unto something. You are lifted unto life. That's why you never hear the devil raising up anyone. Because where is he raising them to? He has no life. His resurrection is death. It is not resurrection, it is de-resurrection. I don't know. But his raising is unto death. Which is not a raising, it is a... But Christ comes to raise you. There is a lifting. There is a coming out of something and entering something else. And what you're entering is life. So resurrection, when he says, I am the resurrection and the life, he's saying, yes, there is the last resurrection where all the dead will come out. But right now, today, there is a resurrection that is me, that is Christ. That's why he was able to raise Lazarus. Then Lazarus didn't have to wait for the last day. Lazarus could be raised today. And that is the same thing. We have a greater power. He is the resurrection. He lives in us today. That means every dead thing, in your life, in your community, in your family, in your every dead thing does not have to wait for the last day. It can be resurrected today. Do you understand? You can be lifted out of death today. You can be lifted out of poverty today. You can be lifted out of sickness. In fact, not just today. You were lifted out of poverty 2,000 years ago. You were lifted out when he resurrected. You resurrected with him. That's why when he died, you died with him. So that every dead thing shall be resurrected. That's why when you get born again, you are a new creation. You are born again. The old is gone. Behold, I do a new thing. Shall you not see it? We have taken God's resurrection power and placed it at the end of the world. And we have allowed the enemy to deceive us that this is okay. It's okay for my child to be sick. It's okay for me not to be able to parent. Because it makes sense. And the problems I have received, if I don't parent for 2 months, it is okay. It is okay if I have no job because sasoma, I don't have the paperwork. It is okay if I am not married because maybe I'm not ready. It is okay if no. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Right now, right here, today, in your life, how can you receive the resurrection and the life and everything in you remains dead? How? It's not possible. Once you receive Christ, you receive resurrection. You receive life. Therefore, everything in you that is dead receives life. Do you understand? Your marriage receives life. Your womb receives life. Can't be there and say, you see, I am old. I can't have children. No. Lazarus had been dead 4 days. That means his body was most probably smelling. It had started rotting. 4. But when he came out, there was no sign. They didn't say that when they called him and said, come out, he came out, and people first said, ah, mumukube ka perfume, just, you know, the effects of death are still on him. No. He came out in glory. That means in that second, do you know what resurrection did? It took his body. It may even have reinstated his body better than the way it was when he died. That the effects of sickness could not be seen on his body. That's what resurrection did. It is not just saying, oh, you're sick, get up. Do you feel better? Do you feel a little strength? No, it is lifting you up. And it is placing you on a higher place. You understand? Eh? I don't know how to explain it. When someone is lifting you, they are stronger than you. That means they are in a higher position.
Right?
If I lift Shane up from the ground, and I lift him up, if I go to place him back down, he's going to go down where he was, right? So that means for me to elevate him, I need to lift him. And now I become his foundation. When I carry him, he is in a higher place. That's what Christ is doing. He's not saying, yemirira and stand there. Mm-mm. Because when you stood there, you died. When you stood there, you had no power. When you stood there, everything around you was greater than you. So he lifts you up. And he says, come. Stand on me. I in you, you in me. You understand?
Eh?
That the next time you face death, you say, Kwe, I know you, been there, done that. I was victorious. We are not waiting for the last day resurrection. The resurrection is here today, now. The kingdom of God is now. John 14:23, Jesus said to him, if anyone loves me, the one you, I in them, you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Did we go back to that love thing? That he loved Lazarus. Therefore, he waited 2 days. Because he knew there is a glory and a testimony. Guys, we need to learn not to run with our emotions, but to run with what God is saying. There is a testimony and a glory God is building, but sometimes you just need to wait for things to die properly. Eh? They need to die properly. Because when they are dead, everyone will know that surely this was not you. Because peradventure, he had died 5 minutes. They might say, but the doctors tried, but I don't know what, but who did what. Sometimes, let it die. Let it die properly. Point of no return. Nobody can say, waliwakako. Chife, chiwunye.
Let it die and let
you
it
hear
rot
me?
And smell.
And then it resurrects.
Because
the one who loves you is the resurrection and the life. And he is saying, I in you, you in me, that they may know. How many people, they must have looked at Lazarus and said, but Jesus loves you. When he resurrected, they must have said, but dude, what did you do to Jesus? Tell us. 4 days later, Jesus still said no. Lazarus, come out.
Lazarus, yimuka.
Stand up, just stand up.
Yimuka.
Stand up. I want you to begin to speak to those You know those situations that died long ago that you gave up on, eh? That's what he has come to resurrect today. We're going to give after. But now I want us to first pray. There are situations we need to speak to that have to resurrect today. Not when he comes back. Not when he comes back in glory. That one is a whole other resurrection. Today, you have to experience resurrection. When we're going for evangelism, Pastor Wilbur says, the people you are going to see are already going through hell. So you don't need to tell them, if you don't believe you're going to hell. Some of them will tell you, I am experiencing hell now. Because the things they are going through, they can't see God. It should not be the same for you. Every fire you're going through, God has given you the power to put out. Every death in your life, he has given you resurrection power. And we need to learn to speak to those areas. We need to learn to speak life. Because resurrection is not just a power. It is a person. It is Christ. He said, I am the resurrection. He didn't say, I have resurrection. He didn't say, I have the power to resurrect. He said, I am the resurrection. And when we receive Christ, we are receiving everything that he is. And if he's the resurrection, there is nothing in your life that should stay dead unless God wants you to wait for a greater glory. Scripture says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises a standard. Every time I'm going through something and it gets worse, I say, there's a deeper testimony, a greater testimony, a more glorious testimony. All I have to do is wait. 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 Two more days. So I'm here to encourage someone. There are those of you that are in the process where you need to wait for it to die properly. Wait. Don't be scared. Don't be shaken. Tell it to die, die, die. Then there are those of us, you're in a season where it died. And you didn't know what to do after it had died. Speak life. Speak resurrection life. Right now, just begin to go in tongues. It doesn't matter what category you're in. Just begin to speak. Ilanda rakosa Shikenda rabokosa tande kita reketa tala tanda kasha ilanda rakosa tata rikanda rarabasha taka zeketa tala kasha ilanda rakosa tata. Scripture said that even though you die, you live.
Oh,
don't be afraid of death. Isha tekenda kasata ilanda rakosha. Tell your bank account, even if you dry up, you will live. Shikanda kaseteke randa. Tell that sickness, it don't matter. You will receive life. Rashe ke satandara. Zike tatakala rabasha. Begin to prophesy. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Rikanda kaseketaka. Reketatala raboshata. Ilanda razoko tataka. Reko shata tatandaka. Zike tetekela rabashata. Lekendereko sataka. Rateke tetekela rabasha. Rendo kosatata rikete tekela rabashata ilanda rakosatata
rabobosike rikoto robose
Shikanda kasa is bringing things back to life. Oh, shande kesa tata, rekete teke la rabaka, shanda rabaka seke tata, ilata ndarabarabarabarabarabarabaraba shata, ilanda razoko tata tata tata, shata tala rararabasha, izata tata ndarako sata, ilelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel I'm going to sing a song, but I don't want you to sing. I want you to receive. I don't want you to sing.
Receive.
God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. God is able to do just what he said he will do. Some of you are beginning to remember the things he said. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Ah, shatatalabaka sekete. There's a scripture that says, it was like I dreamed. It was like I was in a dream when God answered. God is going to answer your prayer, your need, and it will be like you dreamed. You know when you're in that dream and you're like, I hope I don't wake up, eh? But this time it's real life. It will be like, you'll be like, pinch me so that I make sure I'm awake. That's what God is doing. And that is what I see. I see weddings like popcorn just happening. The only advice I can give you is, don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. It may seem like he tarries, but don't give up on God. He's just waiting 2 more days. Before he moves, he's just waiting 2 more days. Before he moves, everything you're going through doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He's just waiting 2 more days that his glory may be complete. He's just waiting 2 more days. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. He's able. Some of you have had to stay in a certain place despite the odds.
Abamu obadde mu kifo kye kimu ne wankubadde badde tebitambula.
You know, people tell you if you stay there, talking na kufunamu, talking na, you won't break through, you won't do this. If you do this, abatadde bakugamba
bw'osigala otogenda kola bulungi, you not gain anything.
I have had that. But you're not staying in a place because of the place. Stay in a place because God has said stay. Don't leave because everyone else is leaving. Stay. God is building your testimony. That no one else can take His glory. No one else can take His glory. Okay, get your offering now. Now you can give. When you understand the resurrection and the life. Scripture says, it is not where you sow. It is what you sow. What does that mean? It's not that you have given in City Church Kampala. That's not the power. It is the seed you are sowing. To know that I know that this is what I am giving. It is what you sow. It is not how much it is. It is not how little it is. It is what it means to you. This resurrection seed is not so much, I've given $1 million. I've given 10 million shillings. No. That's why the widow gave 2 batons. That couldn't even be sold to get money. 2 batons.
Pesa.
But Jesus said she had given the greatest. So when you understand what the resurrection is, what are you giving? It's not how much you're giving. It's not where you are giving it. You reap what you sow. If you sow to manipulate, you reap manipulation. If you sow hatred, you reap hatred.
Today,
I want us to sow to resurrection, to
Christ.
That's what we're giving. So prepare your offering, and once you're ready, just stand up so that I know that we have all.
Okay, so we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray.
The same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me, lives in me. Same power that conquered the grave lives in me, lives in me. Your love, O God. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Father Almighty, I thank you. Your word says that you are the resurrection and the life. And so I know each and every person here has resurrection and life. I speak life to every dead area in their lives. I speak life to their finances. I speak a resurrection to their health. I speak a resurrection to their businesses. I speak resurrection to their jobs. I speak resurrection to their relationships. Every dead and broken relationship, I speak life. I speak resurrection to their children. All those children that have gone astray, you bring them back in Jesus' name. I speak resurrection to their wombs. I speak resurrection to the fruit of their hands. They bear fruit in Jesus' name. They bear fruit in Jesus' name. I speak resurrection to their ministries. Every dormant, every sleeping warrior, I rise you up right now in the name of Jesus, that you would take your place in the kingdom. I speak increase. I speak multiplication. I speak a rebuking of the devourer. They see your goodness today. They see your goodness today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Please come and give. Easter is for those that don't believe in God. Those of us who believe that he died and he rose again, it is happy resurrection. So make sure you say happy resurrection Sunday to someone before you go. Okay? Amen? Jesus is the Lord of your life.
Yes,
nothing missing. Nothing broken.
Amen.
Every broken thing is resurrected in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay? So make sure you say hi to your neighbor.